41.
Hello, testing radio.
3, Tango, Echo, Echo, anybody listening?
Tango, Echo, Echo, KK5WL.
You're saying you're scratchy getting into the repeater, but I can understand you.
Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima.
Yeah, answering that station that was asking for a radio check.
Contact KA5WL mobile.
So 4P, XB, how's it going, Melvin?
Good afternoon, Lloyd, how are you? This is KA5WL mobile.
Yep, doing good, heading off to a meeting on Wade Hampton right across from Applebee's. So, yeah, my day's definitely gone good. How about yours?
Mine's going pretty good. I got some work done in the yard today and got some Blue Ridge Flowers business taken care of and ready for this weekend at the radio rally. So, now heading up towards Johnny's place to get some mulch ready for that week, for this weekend to lay at the riverbed. So, yeah, you're not too far. I'm just come up off of Reed School Road out of Wade Hampton.
Yeah, isn't Wade Hampton a disaster? Probably about 99.9% of the time.
I try to avoid it as much as I can. So I just have to cross it to get across right there at Reed School Crossing. And now I'm getting ready to get on the 290 to go northbound here.
Yeah, 290 is pretty much just, I guess the speed-wise, it's definitely a lot slower than 85. It just, I think people really forget how to drive on that road. They just don't pay attention.
Yeah, I'm heading up Locust Hill Road, which is 290 north of Greer, and they're putting in that new natural gas pipeline. So between St. Mark Road and Old Rutherford Road right now, well, actually almost all the way up to 25, they got it tore up. Putting in about an 8 or 10 inch gas line on the side of the road. So it's stop and go traffic in places, and St. Mark Road's completely shut down. And when you can pass on it, they got partial concrete, steel plate, and asphalt you got to drive over. So it is rough. So I'm taking the back way up to get above that and to get on the 290 to go north up to the Bush Creek area.
Yeah, that's definitely dangerous on a car, because it's a wonder why people's front ends and tires don't last as long as hitting all the potholes and everything else they have to dodge or hit.
You heading for a meeting for work, or is it for pleasure?
My Masonic Lodge, we have a third degree, well, we have degree practice every third Thursday, so that's where I'm going now.
My wife's getting ready for a meeting with herself with the Order of Confederate Rose, which is an auxiliary of the Sons of Confederacy. And like I said, I've been up to meet with Johnny, DYH, to get some stuff ready for this weekend. I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but you know where River Bend Park is, off Old Whitehorse area, right?
Yes, I've rode by it a couple times.
Okay. We're putting on an update radio rally this weekend. It starts 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. It's going to be a one-day event, like a tailgate ham fest type setup, and doing some VE exams and some other things. Fox hunt, they're planning a fox hunt. A couple other items there, but if you're available, it's like you ought to come down and check it out.
Yep, definitely will. What was the name of the park one more time?
It's Riverbend Equestrian Park. It's 108 Riverbend Road or Drive. It's right there off Old Whitehorse Road, off of Whitehorse Road, coming out of Berea towards Traveler's Rest.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to get out there. That my daughter, a four-year-old, would have fun time running around. Like I said, which probably had to keep a little harness on her if she saw horses or anything.
Part of the horse barn area, but I don't think they'll have any. They may have some They board horses, so there may be a few horses out there. There is a small admission fee. But other than that, it should be a fun time. We're going to have like hamburgers, hot dogs, that type of stuff also.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to make it out there.
So I'm getting into traffic now on Locust Hill, so I'll talk to you later. You take care. You have a good meeting tonight. KA5WLL Mobile.
All right, sir. Also be careful. It's KO4PXV.